ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. U.S. imposed tariffs on its top trading partners and reciprocal tariffs on U.S. goods, leading to uncertainty, and that's driving stocks down today. The cost of energy, the latest to be hit by the trade war.
1.5 million Americans in the states of Michigan, Minnesota, and New York currently get their power from Canada, which is now adding a 25% surcharge onto electricity that goes to the U.S. The average cost, believed to be around $69, added onto the electric bills of those affected. Ontario Premier Doug Ford says the trade war needs to end, and he won't hesitate to cut off the electricity completely if needed.
ABC Sherry Preston. The House will vote tomorrow on a budget bill aimed at averting a government shutdown. That deadline at the end of this week. Republicans, though, may not have enough votes to pass without Democratic support. The Vatican says Pope Francis continues to improve as he recovers from double pneumonia. Officials say he's participating in video meetings and has no plans to step down. This is ABC News. Ukrainian President Zelensky has arrived in Saudi Arabia ahead of tomorrow's ceasefire talks with U.S. and Russian officials. A source close to Zelensky tells ABC News he will propose a partial ceasefire during those talks. It would apply to long-range airstrikes and attacks at sea. It's not clear if the U.S. or Russia will support the terms. In New Orleans, Fat Tuesday, celebrations marred by storms last week, stretching into the weekend.
Instead of organized crews in elaborate costumes,
we have waitresses, cooks, plumbers, electricians.
4,000 riders in simple truck-pulled floats, says parade captain Brian Ruiz.
These people all build their own floats. It's family and friends, a lot of them.
The threat of severe weather last Tuesday pushed back the annual Mardi Gras truck parade to Sunday, officially bringing carnival season to a close.
ABC's Jim Ryan reporting. I'm Michelle Franzen. ABC News.
Larson Collision and Paint in Lone Rock wants to remind you that deer accidents shouldn't cost you a lot of dough. Give Ryan a call to ensure you're not paying the big bucks at 583-0105.
The forecast tonight calling for lows of 35, west winds 6 to 14, and partly cloudy. For tomorrow, partly cloudy to sunny, highs in the mid-40s, north winds of 10. Tuesday night, lows in the mid-20s with a few clouds. Also partly cloudy Wednesday with highs in the mid-50s. Winds are out of the north at 10 and it's 68 degrees.
It's your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to get into your dream home.
100.9 WRCO. Join us for ABC News, sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center.
Has it been? How long have you held it in? And how long will you wait before you let somebody take your breath away again? I wanna be the one who turns. Love till the long is gone. Be the man you've dreamed of all your life. I swear I'll make it last until tears of joy come pouring from your eyes.
Here on WRCO, Jeff Bates, I want to make you cry. Well, I'm hoping that you're not shedding tears this afternoon, especially when it's such a beautiful day outside. Just briefly, we were up to 69 degrees, meaning that is our new high, record high for this day. Today happens to be March 10th, meaning it is National Blueberry Popover Day. National Pack Your Lunch Day. Did you remember to do that? I forgot. It's National Mario Day and National Napping Day. So I got to get one of those in still. From the Lost and Found Department, lost on County Highway Double J between Lone Rock and Gotham, a male purebred golden retriever wearing a black, white, and orange collar. If you happen to find this dog, call 604-9070.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great music and good times meet.
Just can't get enough of you. Words and ticket stops. Music sounds better love. Take me to your hometown. We can settle down.
Around the corner, I guess. just like that.
Boys, 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 boys,
I love
boys,
boys,
boys, boys, boys, boys, boys,
boys. I make friends with all of the boys,
I love
but
boys.
I make love to you. Ain't got a choice, I ain't got a chance, ain't got a prayer, and I ain't got a plan. Love is a wonder, a happenstance, magic. I'm not foolish enough to try to understand. And there I go, I have no concept of forever. And there I go again. He's man enough to wave me out like stormy weather, rainbow around the bend. I make friends with all of the boys. I make friends with all of the boys. I make friends with all of the boys. But I make love to you. I make friends with all of the boys. I make friends with all of the boys. I make friends with all of the boys. But I make love to you. I push him out.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Feeling saucy? Come down to A&W and dip a juicy five-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into our new spicy three-pepper fire sauce or our new savory A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try them today.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
Participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
It's the 54th Annual Sales Fair at Nelson Agri Center in Viroqua. Get the lowest prices of the year, Friday, March 14th through Saturday, March 22nd. Huge savings on fencing, gates, seed, and more for your farm. Unbeatable deals on Milwaukee Power Tools. Buy one, get one specials on gallons of paint. Plus, get $8 credit towards our already low prices with the junk battery trade-in sale. Thousands of items will be on sale at Sales Fair, March 14th through the 22nd at Nelson Agri Center, downtown Viroqua.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Got stumps? Call Titus Osborne today for a free estimate. With over 15 years of professional stump grinding and removal experience, Titus is insured and ready to handle your project. Don't let those stumps linger. Get the removal scheduled before spring. Customer satisfaction is a must, and Titus is committed to providing fast, reliable, no-hassle service. Call 608-604-7757 now for all your stump removal needs. 604-7757. Titus Osborne, your go-to expert for stump removal.
I'll be. That's one talented rooster.
Nope. Just ready for fall fun at Chicken Ridge Farm. You heard him. Chicken Ridge Farm is opening for the fall season in September of 2025. Bring the whole family for fresh air, farm fun, and memories that'll last a lifetime. Chicken Ridge Farms thanks everyone for a great year and looks forward to seeing you this year. Check Facebook for the latest updates and don't miss out. Chicken Ridge Farms wishes all the area student athletes the best.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
WRCO 100.9.
Like it'd been forever. She said it's good to be back home, but you know what would make it better? We still got that short bed Chevy we put the memory miles on. I'm sure you sold that thing. I smiled and said, you're wrong. It's in the barn out back, and if I can get that thing to crank, how about a little test drive down by the lake? Let's see if that truck still works. And a ball cap behind the seat. If you miss those old times, the sun sets about 9, and I've got a four-wheel drive.
If you ain't got nothing else to do tonight, let's see if
all my friends can tell. I took her leaving, well, that's kinda right. Cause when I'm out with them, I don't let her memory rule the night. For the most part, I'm okay. But I still miss her in a roundabout way. A roundabout the time that midnight rolls around.
Jesus, a county
together to pray for peace by candlelight. Man, ain't that just like Jesus? Red and yellow, black and white, don't matter when you're looking through his eyes. Loving your neighbor just comes natural when you're living colorblind. Like Jesus. Forgiveness for the blackest heart there is, loving people through the pride.
News on WRCO is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center. Call Chet's with all your feed and seed needs, 647-8833.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The realities of an ongoing trade war playing out from Wall Street to Main Street. Stocks plummeting to new lows today as concerns grow over President Trump's rolling tariffs. ABC's Rebecca Jarvis has been talking with business owners.
They say it's just not possible to stay in business and continue to pay these tariffs without making customers pay something higher. They also tell me they don't have an alternative. They can't just turn around and start producing things here in the United States because things cost more to produce in Mexico. Either the manufacturing facilities aren't here or the supplies aren't here.
In Ontario, lawmakers announcing reciprocal tariffs on U.S. electricity.
1.5 million Americans in the states of Michigan, Minnesota, and New York currently get their power from Canada, which is now adding a 25% surcharge onto electricity that goes to the U.S.
ABC Sherry Preston, Ontario's premier, calling for an end to the trade war. This is ABC News.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. The WIAA girls basketball tournament will be played this weekend. Cuba City is back in state. They're fourth seeded this year among the last four in the state in Division IV. And they are back at state, having won titles more than any other program, 11. And also last year they were runner-up. It's the 18th time at state overall for the Cuba City girls. And for Barneville, they also have had a lot of state representation over the years. The Golden Eagles have won six titles, capturing Division IV crowns in 95, 98, 99, and 2005, and Division V titles in 2014 and 15. It is their 12th time overall at the state girls basketball tournament, which will be played this weekend at the Resch Center in Green Bay. The Bucks are finding no success against the other top teams in the NBA's Eastern Conference. Sunday's 112-100 loss to Cleveland means Milwaukee is winless in nine games against the Cavaliers, the Celtics, and the Knicks this season. Milwaukee's next outing is at Indianapolis coming up on Tuesday. The Wisconsin women's hockey team is seeded number one in the 2025 NCAA tournament after beating Minnesota 3-2 over the weekend. Clarkson and Boston will meet in Madison Thursday night. The winner of that game will take on the Badgers Saturday with an appearance in the NCAA Frozen Four on the line. I'm Phil Nee, courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Sleepy Hollow Auto Group of Viroqua is your GMC headquarters with a great selection, excellent financing, and lifelong support. they'll take care of you. Southwest Title LLC provides complete real estate services for Richland, Grant, Crawford, and Vernon counties with title insurance and real estate closings. And Subway serves healthy options of delicious hot and cold subs on fresh breads, great salads, personal pizzas, party platters, and you can build a better breakfast.
Tonight, cooling down a little bit with lows down to the mid-30s and west winds becoming northwest at 6 to 14, otherwise partly cloudy. Partly cloudy skies will stick around Tuesday, partly cloudy to sunny with highs in the mid-40s, north winds of 10. Tuesday night, a few clouds sticking around, lows in the mid-20s, and then Wednesday, as we reach the halfway point of the week, a warm one, partly cloudy, highs in the mid-50s. It is a sunny 68 degrees. That is a record high. Well, actually, our record high is 69. We did briefly get to that. But winds are out of the northeast at 10. The barometer still falling. It's at 29.68 and no precipitation. Again, it's 68 degrees.
100.9 WRCO.
Shine, shine, drink a little wine. Ease up, come back for more. Fine, fine, elderberry wine. Found myself on the floor.
She said,
shine, shine, drink a little wine. Ease up, come back for more. Fine, fine, elderberry wine. Found myself on the floor.
Feel it in your heart. Time to start.
Love be the temptation, living worlds apart. Embrace the state of art, upset the apple cart. Love need no persuasion. Shine, shine, drink a little wine. Ease up, come back for more.
Fine, fine, elderberry wine. Myself on the floor. She said,
shine, shine, drink a little wine. Ease up, come back for more.
Fine, fine, elderberry wine. Found myself on the floor. Never rising, overflowing.
This is never what I knew.
No disguising.
20 minutes away from 5 o'clock. Coming up this week, Bauer Gunnell Dalton VFW Post 2267. They will hold their monthly business meeting this Tuesday at 6:45 at the American Legion Post 13 Hall. All VFW members or those eligible are encouraged to attend. Student speakers will present their Patriot Pen and Voice of Democracy essays at 6:45, and there will be a presentation of certificates and checks. The business meeting will start immediately after. Here's Lady A, Wanted You More.
I kept waiting on a reason in a car that never came. No, I never saw it coming. Something in you must have changed.
All the words I
Lady A wanted you more. Time right now, though, for the Paul Harvey Program, which is sponsored today by Utter Brothers Creamery, combining a love for quality, a passion for community, and creating a welcoming spot for friends and family to gather, enjoy, and make sweet memories together.
Now, the rest of the story. Lord Francis Rawdon, gazing from a window in his quarters, could hardly believe his eyes. For there, through the main gate of the stockade, strode a tiny red-haired, blue-eyed woman. Unarmed, unaccompanied, and yet issuing orders to the prison camp guards as though she might be the King of England himself. "I insist on seeing my boys," the woman exclaimed. And Lord Rawdon, the camp's commander, irresistibly impressed and a little amused, invited this bold intruder to tell him personally the rest of the story. "You," she said, "are holding my two sons a prisoner. The younger is barely 14. They were captured following a skirmish 40 miles from here." The woman, her name was Elizabeth Hutchinson, the woman went on to relate how the boys were subsequently sword-slashed by an arrogant British officer, angered that his young captives had refused to shine his boots. They were then forced to march without food or water and even bandages for their wounds all the way to Camden, South Carolina, and to this very stockade. "You may speak with your sons," Lord Rawdon said, "but I ought to warn you that there's an outbreak of smallpox among the prisoners." Well, Elizabeth just brushed that warning aside and demanded once more to see her boys. "Take this woman to the second floor of the jailhouse," Lord Rawdon told a sentry, and that ought to have been that. But only a short while later, Elizabeth returned, banging with her fist on the commander's door, her sons, on the daily ration of a solitary piece of stale bread, were starving to death. Their wounds from the British officer's sword remained untreated, and for all she knew, they were both contracting the deadly disease that was now ravaging the camp. "I've heard there's to be an exchange of prisoners with the rebels," Elizabeth said. "You must include my boys among the prisoners you release." And Lord Rawdon, more impressed than ever by the bravery of the fiery-eyed Irish immigrant, granted her request. For her elder son, Robert, help had arrived too late. The 40-mile journey home, made more arduous still by a cold, drenching downpour, only weakened him further. He died of smallpox 2 days later. But Robert's younger brother had become infected as well. So Elizabeth watched over him day and night until he was out of danger. And then she hurried off to Charleston Harbor, 160 miles away, to nurse ailing American captives aboard disease-ridden British prison ships. It was in this effort that she died several weeks later, probably of cholera, after which she was hastily buried in Charleston in an unmarked grave. Yet don't let it be forgot, as we revisit and revere the men on whose deeds the foundation of this fledgling nation was laid, that one of those men would certainly not have survived to make a difference, but for the daring of his mother, Elizabeth Hutchinson Jackson, who alone, yet unrelenting, snatched him from British captivity in 1781. For the history of the American Revolution and beyond reveals the patriot who was to become the 7th President of the United States, Andrew Jackson, to have been above all a man of courage. Now you know where he got it, because you know the rest of the story.
Get ready for a flavor explosion at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. From crispy cheese curds to juicy cheeseburgers, every bite is a delight. You won't want to miss the hot ham and cheese or the classic BLT. Feeling adventurous? Grab some corn dog nuggets or mini tacos for a fun twist. And for those who love a crunch, don't forget about the crispy chicken sandwich and onion rings. Utter Brothers Creamery has something for everyone. Call 608-391-3120 to learn more and come on in for a tasty treat.
Taxes was taxing. Now taxes is relaxing when you file for free.
I can file for free? TurboTax Free Edition. Roughly 37% of filers qualify. Simple form 1040 returns only. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free. I can file for free.
Now this is taxes. File for free with TurboTax Free Edition and get your maximum refund. No schedules except for earned income tax credit, child tax credit, and student loan interest. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free.
The Richland Cattle Center thanks its dedicated sellers and buyers for their continued support. Join them this Wednesday morning at 11:30 for an outstanding auction featuring 40 head from Dodge County, including parlor freestall cows, mostly Holsteins, with a few Jersey and Jersey crosses. also selling 14 quality bred Holsteins due in the next 30 to 60 days, plus a great selection of fresh cows, bred-back two-year-olds, springing cows, first calf heifers, open heifers of all ages, a breeding age bull, and baby heifer and bull calves. Don't miss this chance to add top-tier cattle to your herd. The Richland Cattle Center Auction, every Wednesday morning at 11:30 at Ithaca. Get ready for a day of fun and competition at the Leighton Brown Memorial Scholarship Cornhole Tournament, Saturday, March 22nd at the Wisconsin Riverside Resort. Registration opens at 10 a.m. The bags start flying at 11. Entry is just $20 per team, so grab your partner and bring your bags. You don't have a partner? No problem. Just let them know, they'll help pair you up. Pre-registration is recommended. Call or text Nicole at 412-5788 or Bill at 588-5156 to secure your spot. This exciting event supports the Leighton Brown Memorial Scholarship, awarded to River Valley High School graduates pursuing vocational or technical college education. Join them for a great cause, great competition, and a great time. We'll see you Saturday, March 22nd at Wisconsin Riverside Resort.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log and Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
That's one talented rooster.
Nope, just ready for fall fun at Chicken Ridge Farm. You heard him. Chicken Ridge Farm is opening for the fall season in September of 2025. Bring the whole family for fresh air, farm fun, and memories that'll last a lifetime. Chicken Ridge Farms thanks everyone for a great year and looks forward to seeing you this year. Check Facebook for the latest updates and don't miss out. Chicken Ridge Farms wishes all the area student athletes the best. The community is invited to celebrate St. Patrick's Day in Highland, Sunday, March 16th at St. Anthony and Philip Parish. Guests will enjoy a hearty meal featuring corned beef and cabbage, turkey with all the trimmings and homemade desserts, serving from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. with carryouts available. The excitement continues with a raffle drawing at 1 p.m. offering a grand prize of $2,500. Tickets are available for $20 each or three for $50. Don't miss this chance to honor Irish heritage with great food and community fun. For tickets and information, call 608-929-7490. Celebrate St. Patrick's Day in Highland, Sunday, March 16th at St. Anthony and Philip Parish.
Hello everyone, it's Brian from Walsh's. It's wood cutting time, and we are your full-line steel chainsaw dealer with 26 models of steel chainsaws in both battery and gas models, with a size and price for every need and budget. Do you need a chain for your current saw? We got chains to fit all makes of saws, and for a limited time, buy one chain at regular price and get a second chain for half price, equal or lesser value. So stop in at Muscadet or Richland Center to see these and many other great products, and as always, we appreciate your business.
100.9 WRCO. Make me a sign now, ride around in a one-horse town, while the wind blows out the window with a radio. Say goodbye. Yeah, I'll be a
no reason. Show me that you're never leaving. If you're feeling what I'm feeling, make me wanna melt in your hands. Make me wanna change all my plans. Make me wanna take all night. Make me wanna make you mine. Make me wanna drive too fast. Make me wanna never look back. When I look into your eyes, make me wanna make you mine. Make me wanna make you, make you. Make me wanna make you mine. Make me wanna make you, make you. Make me wanna make you mine. Make me wanna melt in your hands. Make me wanna change all my plans. Make me wanna take all night. Make me wanna make you mine. Make me wanna drive too fast. Make me wanna never look back. When I look into your eyes, make me wanna make you mine. Ooh, make me wanna make you mine. Make me wanna make you mine.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios. Try something different with a side of great tunes.
Somehow get along. What say you? What say you? I believe that there's a basic good in the heart of every man, and I'm not gonna criticize what I can't understand. What say you? What say you? I'm not afraid to say what's on my mind, to take a stand, to draw the line, to speak my heart and bear my soul. I don't like lies, I'd rather know the truth. Yeah, what say you? And I don't look for handouts, 'cause I'm not afraid of work. What say you? What say you?
Well, the AP News coming up, or ABC News, excuse me, is sponsored today by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, your local family feed and seed store. Without you, there'd be no us. And for that, they're forever grateful. This is WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center at 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The realities of an ongoing trade war playing out from Wall Street to Main Street. Stocks plummeting to new lows today as concerns grow over President Trump's rolling tariffs. ABC's Rebecca Jarvis has been talking with business owners.
They say it's just not possible to stay in business and continue to pay these tariffs without making customers pay something higher. They also tell me they don't have an alternative. They can't just turn around and start producing things here in the United States because things cost more to produce in Mexico. Either the manufacturing facilities aren't here or the supplies aren't here.
In Ontario, lawmakers announcing reciprocal tariffs on U.S. electricity.
1.5 million Americans in the states of Michigan, Minnesota, and New York currently get their power from Canada, which is now adding a 25% surcharge.